There was another presentation that Afshin Dalati was the lead author on that related to baseline serum levels of 7 angiogenesis-associated proteins to look and see whether the baseline levels of these proteins and potentially changes in the levels of these proteins with treatment might guide us to what group of patients might do better with bevacizumab. The levels that were looked at included VEGF, beta-FGF, ICAM, and E-selectin. Interestingly, the VEGF level did not appear to correlate either baseline or changes in VEGF, and the only one that looked like it might was ICAM. It's an intracellular adhesion molecule and appears to be potentially related to the ability of the cell to release and move on. And it appeared as if those levels might potentially correlate, and I believe it was high levels of ICAM did better than those with the low levels.
You mentioned the increased incidence of neutropenia. Can you comment on sort of what the mechanism might be?
The thought regarding a higher incidence of grade 4 neutropenia is that the bevacizumab or other anti-angiogenic therapy must impact on the bone marrow in some fashion. The bone marrow itself is also a highly vascular organ, if you will, and that angiogenesis may potentially be contributing there, and that there might be, and there actually are VEGF receptors in the bone marrow as well, and somehow that manipulation with an agent such as bevacizumab might contribute to increased chemotherapy concentration in the bone marrow, thus affecting